Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Letter Cat Rear. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Throughout our storied history, humans have used all types of creative ways to deliver mail. Dog sleds in Alaska, the Pony Express, pigeons during wartime. We have an episode about that if you would like to learn more. And yes, there was even a time when some bright human beings decided to enlist cats to work their country's mail system. Yes, I said cats. But did they? Or is it just an urban legend? We'll figure it out today on Ghost Town with the story of the heroic, albeit disorganized, perhaps conspiratorial, Belgian mail cats. It all began in 1868, when three cats were formally employed as mousers at the money order office in London. They were, quote, paid a wage by 1 shilling a week, which went towards their upkeep, and were given a 6-month probationary period to see how they did. And I guess they did okay, because in 1873, they were awarded a raise. Seeing the success of the English money order office mousers, the official use of cats soon spread to other post offices, according to the Postal Museum. Again, this is all very well documented. And this tradition continued for decades, surprisingly into the late 1900s. The most popular cat of all the mousers of the money order and mail offices was named Tibbs. Born in November 1950, he weighed 23 pounds full grown and lived in the post office headquarters refreshment club, a room in the basement of the mail building in central London. During his 14-year service, he kept the building rodent free. The last post office headquarters cat, Blackie, died in June of, wait for it, 1984, and since then there have been no further felines employed at the English mail or money order offices. And while that whole era of cats in English mail offices seems super official and well documented, let me offer you another scenario of cats working hard in the mailroom. Come with me to the city of Liège, Belgium in the 1870s, where the city itself hired 37 cats to deliver their local mail. It was an idea allegedly posited by the Belgian Society for the Elevation of the Domestic Cat, which felt cats' natural sense of direction was not being fully exploited. For the program, messages were fastened around the animals' necks in waterproof bags so the citizens of Liège and surrounding villages could easily communicate with each other. Quote, "Unless the criminal class of dogs undertakes to waylay and rob the mail cats, the messages will be delivered with rapidity and safety," the New York Times reported. Safety? Maybe. Rapidity? No. Though one cat reportedly made it to his destination in less than 5 hours, the others took up to a day to deliver the mail. Not to the destination, but back to their own homes. Clearly, the cats didn't value the urgency or importance of timely mail. It should come as no surprise to anyone that has met a cat ever, at all, in their lives, that the service was extremely short-lived. How short-lived? Well, I can't say, because I couldn't really find that information. And maybe I couldn't find that information because this whole Belgian mail cat initiative is commonly thought to be an urban legend. In the 1870s, a satirical article by William L. Alden in the New York Times, which we quoted from before, claimed that cats were being trained in Liège, Belgium, to deliver mail to actually replace homing pigeons. The article somehow resurfaced in the late 2010s, And in 2023, Belgian broadcaster RTBF published an analysis of the urban legend. So is it real? Is it not? Is it somewhere in between? I'm not sure. And I'm not sure we can find that information because it's from so long ago and has been construed and reposted for years and years. This information, of course, would make poor Tibbs roll in his grave, one of many actual feline public servants. Or so we think.